Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
As we headed into the winter of 2020, lots of threats were made against election officials in lots of places across the country, thanks to conspiracy theories that the presidential election was stolen from Donald Trump. Despite the infamous audit of Maricopa County's 2020 ballots, which was funded by Trump allies, showing that nothing funky happened here, we still somehow became the country's clearinghouse for cuckoo conspiracies, leading up to the 2022 election when Carrie Lake took her turn claiming a stolen election after losing the governor's race to Katie Hobbs. Admittedly, 2022 didn't go as smoothly in that election as it should have in our county, but still, everybody who had trouble casting a ballot was offered the chance to vote before Election Day was over. But the damage was done, and crazies from across the country haven't been deterred by Carrie Lake losing every 2022 court challenge. And they made threats against Maricopa County officials, like County Supervisor Clint Hickman.
Hello, Mr. Hickman. You're going to die. We're going to hang you.
As well as state officials, like the Secretary of State's office, which doesn't run a single election. That's the job of counties and cities. Speaking of electoral jobs that aren't supposed to be done, I would submit that it's not the job of people from other states to police our elections. But U.S. Attorney for Arizona, Gary Restano, says that's what's been going on.
We've now got seven federal cases, including Frederick Goltz, convicted in Texas, and Walter Hornstra, currently pending charges in Missouri, in which outsiders threatened our fellow Arizonans.
And as for this year's 2024 presidential election, Restano thinks we could expect more of the same.
We expect that we are going to remain in the crosshairs, so to speak, of these threats, given that Arizona will remain a battleground state.
But maybe there's hope, because an Ohio man who acknowledged making death threats in voicemails left for then Arizona Secretary of State and now Governor Katie Hobbs during the 2022 election season was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison earlier this week. Joshua Russell of Bucyrus, Ohio, pleaded guilty last August here in Phoenix to a federal charge of making an interstate threat against Hobbs. Now, I don't think that this man getting 2.5 years in prison is going to lower the number of kooks coming out of the woodwork to threaten Arizonans just trying to help us vote. No, the hope part comes from this part of the story. Even though U.S. District Judge Stephen Logan concluded Russell must spend time in prison, saying he had traumatized people working in the Secretary of State's office, he did commend Russell for undergoing substance abuse treatment and other counseling since his arrest and getting his life in order. So maybe if we can convince these people to put down the pipe, get some help, and maybe see a psychiatrist, we'll have fewer threats. One of the chances of us convincing them to do that, though.